Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Vinny Secret Show for Friday, February 4th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Brynn, and Nikki, and our special guest. It's like Groundhog Day. Oh. It's like we planned it, right? That's kind of funny because this week was Groundhog Day, and now we have Vanessa back, V. Hale back on the show.
Guys, God, great to happy you. Friday.
Happy Friday. My God, it's Friday.
I know. It's very funny. You're right.
So happy. So, are you going to be dry on the happy hour tonight?
We're on the secret show.
Yeah,
right?
But
I get nervous with the mic.
Happy hour.
No,
yeah, yeah.
With a fucking cocktail in hand.
Oh, you're cocktailing.
Quitting.
That's what I want to
do. I'm not quitting. I went a whole week longer than I gave myself.
I'm just trying to get, Sarah said, I don't think V is going to drink on the show tonight. So.
And Nikki thought you weren't either.
So no, I
she'll be boring.
Based on the information I've been provided, that's all.
So second half of January, and then I actually really don't drink during the week. So I was like, we'll just go this extra week and then wait. So usually I drink Saturdays, but for the happy hour, guys, I'm coming in hot.
Oh, let's just go. For us.
Right. Oh, you're going to come in hot?
Speaking of coming in hot, I have a question for you. It's a follow-up from earlier discussions. So you hopefully are listening to the Secret Shows in order, where V told us earlier this year it happened because it's been less than a month, she said. She sent pictures of a front view and back view of her twat to some boy. And we were like, oh, my God. Everybody fell out. And we're like, what? That's crazy. Who is this boy? And then somehow we didn't get to the bottom of it. Who is this boy?
No, I told you. You remember, you're like, does he live close? And I'm like, no, he doesn't live close. So it's like a...
And we said, does he live in Boston? And you said, no, he doesn't live in Boston.
Yeah, where's this guy live?
Oh, I said he doesn't live in Boston?
I don't know if she said that.
He lives in Boston. All right, we got that.
All right, he lives in Boston.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, listen, some people send, hi, how you doing text. And then sometimes you have the people that you're like, good evening, here's my twat, you know?
I don't know.
You don't send your twat,
Vinny? Tell us all about it.
Tell us everything. So you were sitting there and you thought to yourself, you know that gentleman caller I enjoyed back in the day? I might want to send him a photo and see if I can't get a cock pic back. Is that what you were thinking? You're like,
yes.
Well, I'm having a, you know.
Yeah,
don't know,
and sometimes they hit me up and sometimes it's
for dinner,
just like.
And you know what it reminded me of?
But you know, you don't want to date him, and or so you say. But and the internet's full of cock pics. Like, why does it have to be his?
Why do I want to?
Why would you want? Why would you want to entangle yourself
oh,
with someone
I'm with
that
me
you're
on this? Knowing no, whose that's pussy like, you're looking at is way better than just a random pussy.
Yeah, you played with that bad boy and got it hard to send me a picture. The porn, you're getting paid to do that for everybody. Everyone's seen this, but right now oh, I'm staring
you
at
you. You want
yours.
The cock to be special? I see. Yeah. Even though it's not one that you would actually sit on it, Fonzie.
Do you remember 100 years ago, Sarah, when we were talking on the air, and I actually said to you, I want to say this might have been in Philly, but possibly like the first year in SF.
Okay.
And I was saying, girls you know naked would be the hottest thing of all times. Like, we're not talking about...
Like the website that featured girls you know naked.
Right. Like you, I remember the lady you saying at the coffee that. House, or like the girl in, you know, HR or whatever. Right. Only
let's grab HR and throw them under the bus now. That is good.
This is a thing I'm talking about. Unbeknownst to me, I guess the early cell phone users were already, you know, hip to the reason why cell phones were invented.
Right.
I had no idea at this time that later we would all be sending pictures of each other via telephone.
Writing our own porn stories.
Yeah, I had no idea that was to come, but it there is a reason that's hotter, and it's
because oh, it was to come, all right.
It's someone you know.
It came.
So you have boned this guy?
No.
You've never boned this guy?
It didn't go anywhere, no. Have dabbled in some things? No.
You blew him. He ate your ass.
Yes.
He said everything but.
But you didn't blow him?
I said, no ass.
Well, that's what you said.
Oh, you just said yes.
Is there a delay?
Oh, I said yes to I blew him.
Oh, you blew him.
Did he blow you too?
Yes. Oh, he did.
Oh, you guys 69, listen, but then you didn't go any further than that? That's weird.
Well, we didn't 69. It's it's a delicate situation.
I'll you, then you me.
Was that both on the same night?
Yes.
Oh. She both pulled your pants down at separate times.
I can't speak any further.
Yeah, how do you not throw
I think
that
you
in?
Can.
How does a guy lick your pussy soaking wet and not fuck you? Tell me that, please.
Oh, yeah. Have a sip of that coffee before you get down.
No, I'm not getting down. I've not,
she's not
said
tell
what
me
I said.
Oh, he's stopping
why did
there.
This, did we just find this girl's line? It's impossible.
I know, she has a line.
How
we
is
found
your,
her
so you're soaking wet. Are you like grabbing things from the coffee table and shoving them inside you? Because
oh,
this guy won't? What is the problem here?
No.
I don't get it.
I can't.
You're fucking a coaster instead of the guy you just gave a blowjob to.
You act like I'm like... A nymph that's like, I fucking need
no,
something
we're not.
In that.
Oh my God.
No, we're
no, because he's saying because he wouldn't fuck me. Listen, it's a very
hand
delicate
me that
situation.
Sharpie. Something's got to get in here.
Wait, Sharpie.
You're saying he wouldn't fuck you?
No, that's not what I'm
choice.
Saying.
She
I'm
hasn't
saying it's.
Said anything pretty much.
I have no, I literally
okay,
haven't even answered
all
a thing.
Quiet and wait for her to talk.
It's going to be a quiet ass secret show. Gosh, I'm not fucking saying
it. We're
all
sitting here.
Go fuck yourself. Guys, you know that I talk about everything. I'm like, hey, so I was nose deep in this dude's butthole one night, yeah. Right? I don't care. This is just an odd, delicate situation.
Why the line here, though? We don't get
why,
that.
Yeah. Okay, so there's
no
history
one knows
with this guy.
Name
there's got to be something going
about
on with this,
this
guy.
So what is the deal? It's like, you could. He's anonymous. Just tell us why he wouldn't put it in you.
It's not really anonymous. There.
Oh, you're saying maybe he listens to the secret show or something?
No.
Yeah, nobody listens to that.
It's a situation that, you know, I may not look great in the light of the answer for it. Maybe I'm not really defending the guy.
Oh, he's got a girlfriend.
Oh.
Is that it?
That's it. Look at her. She won't talk. Your silence speaks volumes.
You know,
oh,
maybe not.
Hey, you never boned him. No big deal. Yeah,
but not anymore. Know. But not anymore.
According
just to
Bill Clinton, he never had sex with that woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. If definition. We're on Clinton standards, dude, we sat there and fucking kumbaya'd to NPR, dude,
yeah,
and just said,
Scrabble.
Have a great night. Yeah, we fucking scrabbled and I got 8 points for the U. Just kidding. No one will get that unless they listen to that. On
oh,
Wednesday.
I got
anyways.
It, Bill. That was a good one. You're
good
very clever.
Back. Very well.
You're much more clever than it seems like in the trivia game. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
right
no.
Now.
Trivia does not shine the best light on me. or that's
this
okay.
Story. This one's not going well for you either.
But can I just state that no longer in a relationship, so I'm not exchanging pictures currently with someone who's taken.
Okay, so let
currently
me ask you this.
Being the operative word.
Because this,
okay,
this actually was the question. This other stuff just sort of jumped in the way before I got to the actual question, which is...
Glad we dug deep and you guys didn't let go on that.
Right.
We never do.
Now I look like a big fat fucking asshole, but that's okay.
No, you don't.
Not my first time.
That's
you
the
don't.
Last thing we're trying
that's,
to do.
No one is do, no one saying it. You're the only one saying
that. We're trying to promote
that.
You. We love our Alice McDay.
Because it never sounds good. Like, well, you know, he had a girlfriend, so I put his dick in my mouth, but I didn't fuck him. So, guys, I'm such a
gem. You're the
I'm
only person in the whole wide world that's ever done that.
That ever blew a dude who was taken. Come on.
Right.
Yeah, the question is, why
didn't
you just let him throw it in? That's
John, when she had a when he had a girlfriend, too.
Yeah, 5 years.
There's a
he was
lady named
this.
Doreen over there going, wait, you were dinner with... Well,
yeah,
was,
fuck you, Doreen.
A couple times we were drunk.
Right. Anyway.
Whoopsie. And now look.
I know. Now we're getting together 30 freaking
Cinderella
years.
Story.
You like the guy. You're hot for him. Is there any possibility that as you've been sort of, you've mentioned a few times, you've done work on yourself, you'd love to meet someone great. Is there any possibility this guy is right under your freaking nose and you're not giving him a fair shake?
Yeah. What about that?
No. And
why?
Why not?
This person's.
Why not? Good enough to fuck, not good enough to marry. Why not?
Well, no, because I don't know if that person's interested in me like that either. Like,
ask them.
Well, you can explore that.
He sends you cock pictures.
I mean,
yeah. What, dude? They're at the other end of the country.
So right, what? But that what does Plains? That mean? It means you know,
long distance.
He's really into.
Oh
you.
Fuck that, dude! I did long distance when I first moved to Boston. That's some whack. I don't even want to be with you if you live like 2 hours away.
Oh, I'm with you on that one. But
sorry, I've done it. It doesn't work.
If this guy's wonderful, maybe he could get a transfer to, you know, wherever it is.
I listen. I
don't say out loud because we don't want any crazies finding you.
Yeah. No. Listen. It's nothing that I've like permanently knocked. I think that if it's something like, hey, we dabbled in a while ago and still kind of chatted up, then if it's meant to be, maybe it'll be one day. That's how I am.
All right.
But I'm not pushing something that it's not something that I've thrown out the window, but it's not something that I focus on.
Extenuating circumstances.
Well, look, what I'm trying to say is when you send a text to someone that is like, I wish my mouth was full of your cock again. That's like, those are loving phrases that you don't send to everyone. And clearly you've never stopped thinking about the time you had his cock in your mouth.
No, not at all.
Right. So you're into it.
Yeah.
And
I haven't written it off, but like, I don't know. Maybe this person just thinks I'm a fun time to text. Doesn't mean they like me.
What did you?
Doesn't mean they
by
don't.
Any chance did you ask? Like,
and it doesn't. No, I don't. Have you
fun.
Met me?
Maybe
I don't
we
do
should
that.
Really do it.
You know what I should do, Vinny, is write a letter and say, do you like me? Check a box, yes or no. Put a little heart on it and mail it.
Send an envelope back and send it back.
Send it back. Boarding address.
There's a Sazy on there.
Love you, Vin.
Or text him, hop a plane, you puke. This is over here waiting for you right now.
Oh I've already said things like, figure it the fuck out when you're ready. Come hit
Oh,
it.
You have. And he's not responding to that.
So, well, a trip across the country isn't like just jumping on a plane and going like,
no, actually,
you know.
It is. That's
it is.
Exactly,
exactly
like
what
that.
It is.
That's exactly
well, then there you go. Maybe we have our
the
answer.
Is a quick airline ticket.
Well, then well, maybe we have our answer on how he feels.
Okay, hold on now. You led us to believe that you sent him a pic, he sent you one back, and then you both went your separate ways and just looked at the picture and got yourselves. Was there like some sexy words also exchanged? Was there more than one picture? Like,
did you FaceTime nude and do live jack off?
Yeah.
No, didn't do that.
Oh. Have you done that, the two of you?
That's awesome. No, sent videos playing though.
Oh, with the squirt from the tip of the penis?
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
What?
The, you know, you said,
remember, like, you said you'd like the 3 second
like
video
to see
of
the 3 second clip.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying like with a picture, like emoji something. Yeah, exactly. Like a little finish.
Right.
Wow. That was a little finish. Very small.
What the
So Nikki and I had a conversation this morning.
Oh, right.
Like when it reminded me of when Wile E. Coyote hits the ground and there's a little.
Oh, yeah. It's just the...
You just barely hear it.
Totally. All right. Anyway, you and Coco.
So we were talking about...
Yeah, I can't
about...
hear anything coming from Sarah, so I have half this conversation.
Oh, no.
I try to rework the
studio. Oh, that's right, because you're not feeding Audition. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, and I try to rework the studio.
Can I feed Audition now? Can you put me in Audition now?
Hold on.
I think
no.
She can go put...
Yeah, you can... No, because that's going to... feed you yourself. That's
it's all I'm good. Wow. I'm being responsible and getting work done. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I want. What's
I can give her. Yeah, hold on one sec. Just let me work this out. Give me a sec.
Yeah, work it out. We can do this. It can.
It's like a silent. It's like a silent movie. I've been listening.
And Nicole,
no, not a silent movie. Yeah.
I'm gonna have you listen to the phone, and you can respond on a mic. Okay.
Oh yeah, you can listen. You can hear me on the phone, and then you just talk, and it'll be on the mic. Because I want to talk about something. I don't know why I'm trying to explain stuff to her. She can't.
I'm scared for this.
Hear me?
Yeah,
I know.
She can't hear you.
No, don't be scared. It's not scary at all. It's actually really fun.
A workaround for everything.
Really looking
right?
forward to. Like really, really, really. Like I'm a little bit high on you,
is that
girl.
A workaround working okay?
Are you? I really am. I was. Can
passes,
you hear me now,
probably.
Nikki?
Coco, can you hear her?
Now we can't.
Crack
hear
your
her.
Mic.
Yeah, your mic.
Yeah,
is
we don't
can
have
you hear
her
me?
Now.
Yeah,
yeah
there
I
you go.
Oh, we got you.
Okay, let me go put my AirPod in because I'm afraid the phone's going to feed back into the mic.
Yeah, okay. Fudge. So on Wednesday, look, all the days, I really enjoy you. And then Wednesday, you cracked me up so hard. And I just loved it. And Vinny and I were even having, we were a conversation about something, about this whole thing that we were just talking about on the air on Thursday. Or maybe even yesterday on The Secret Show. I can't remember where we were talking about it. All the things blur together. And then I was like thinking to myself, we got to get, like, why can't she come on twice a week? Why does it just have to be one day? Like, I am in the mood for a little V Hale, a little Friday V Hale. And I was like, I'm going to supercharge my day with V Hale. I want her on trivia. I want her on The Secret Show. And I want her on the happy hour. I'm like, it's a supercharge V Hale all day.
It's an all day extravaganza.
It's an extravaganza for me. So I'm really excited about it. So Nikki and I were talking about, I said, I can't wait until V Hale comes and visits us here. Because there's a couple things that are kind of out on the horizon. If COVID is cooperative and, you know, life starts to get bad, like there's a couple things that are going
to
be happening.
Due
here.
To COVID, per use, right?
Right, per use. So I've said, I want our friend V to come. And you have friends up here too. You're like, you're kind of from.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Area, so
I was on air in Santa Rosa like a
was
decade
it on
ago.
The Vine?
It was on Hot 101.7.
Oh, hello, Hot 101.7.
Santa Rosa's top 40.
Oh, nice. Very nice. So you lived in Santa Rosa or where? Like Rosa Park or something?
Santa Rosa, the city.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was different for markets, which no one will understand radio wise because I started in L.A., you know, and then you go there and you're all, oh, what is happening?
This
and then I left for Boston.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
And there's no engineer and no staff.
And I did commercial production, department. So it was quite the wild
and I
ride.
I have 15 commercials to produce.
Yeah.
Yuck, I hate radio. This job.
Yeah, this is,
but you're a big fish in a small pond. If you say, hey, V. Hale's going to be down at Turkey Jane's Comedy Club, everyone's like, what? Oh, my God, we got to go there. It's the biggest thing that's ever happened
totally.
In our town.
Dude, totally.
I don't know why I said Turkey Jane's. I met Sally Tomatoes.
Isn't that Jane's?
I don't know. One of the places. So anyway,
we actually did an appearance, Mr. Pickles, the sandwich shop that got big.
Oh, what
I'm
fun.
Familiar, yeah. Okay.
And the sandwich was out there, and I was like, oh, this is an appearance in Santa Rosa. We go to Mr. Pickles, and people loved it. It was quite a wild ride.
Well, you get a sandwich and V. Hale.
I mean, dancing guy with a sign in a
dressed as
suit.
A pickle? Oh, he was in a sandwich suit.
I think he was a sandwich.
Suit.
Maybe he was a pickle. I've done a lot of extracurricular activities since then. I can't promise you the truth.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So anyway, Nikki and I were talking about how fun it's going to be when you come to town. I go, you know, I'm having her stay in the guest house, you being her, and and I want Nikki to come and stay with me in the guest house, too. Like, we'll have a total girls weekend.
Oh, dude, it's
going
to be a fucking
house.
Party.
It's going to, right? And Nikki goes, I'm really scared of how I will feel the next day. I'm like,
I said,
what you're worried about? Prepare. I'm worried we're going to burn the town down. You're worried you might have a little hangover the next night. It was just so cute.
You're fine.
Come on, yeah. Coco.
Nikki, like, what you do is have another drink and then it goes away and then you worry about it on like Sunday.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I just don't do well with hangovers. So that's why I was like, I got to mentally prep for this. So,
I got a friend who, name me some drugs that start with the letter A.
Adderall.
But other than that. not Ativan.
Ativan is one, though.
It's the one people take for anxiety. It's like a, it might not.
Oh,
Alprazolam. Yeah.
But it's Alprazolam.
Yeah, Alprazolam, exactly. That's what it is.
Is the generic name of Xanax. I have.
Mm. Oh, Xanax. Yeah, that was it. Xanax.
Yeah.
My girlfriend goes,
what? What does this
I have,
with
I have plenty.
I know, but anxiety, you know? So so my girlfriend goes, oh, God, I don't know if I should tell the story, but I'm going
to. Yeah, no, now you got to.
Come on. I just peeled out
down this road.
Sucking a taken man's dick. You're going to tell us
so
the
one
goddamn story.
Many, many years ago. With people that you guys don't know.
Right.
My Lies. Girlfriend goes, I go, well, I, you know.
Is Marianne?
No.
Okay.
God, so,
don't guess who it is. I'm telling you, you don't know them.
Sounds like you already did.
Okay. You don't know them. And
sucks
don't
to
guess.
Be on that end, doesn't it, Sarah?
Well,
I tried
to
silent protest.
Story.
It didn't work.
It's my own fucking fault.
Just tell the story. We're dying over here.
So she goes, listen. You know how you get those hangovers and everything? I'm well aware. And she goes, well, I want you to drink tonight. She's kind of a pusher. I'm not kidding. And she's like, we're gonna drink, and I'm going to give you a half a Xanax tonight before you go to sleep. And you're going to wake up tomorrow, and you're going to be sprightly and happy.
Oh, you don't
and
wake and
unaffected.
Bake. You actually take it before you go to bed.
She goes, yeah, you take the Xanax when you go to bed with a big glass of water, and that's what you do.
I hate that you guys do that. It's so weird.
Yeah, I agree.
And you take your Tylenols or whatever before you go to bed, too, right?
I take my Tylenols before I even start
they
drinking.
They say it's the key.
And not Tylenols, Advil. Yeah. So anyways, and they say drink a bunch of water before you go to bed. You have to wake up in the middle of the night and pee, but it flushes everything, blah, blah, blah. All these fucking things they say.
Okay.
So she goes, you got to do this. And I was like, yeah, okay. I'll try that. Whatever. No thing. So I get wasted that night many years ago, and my
last
only
week.
Memory of the whole thing, because I was so drunk that I went in and just sort of stumbled and like fell down on my bed, and I was fully clothed and everything, and I have like these little glimmer memories of her taking off my shoes, putting her finger in my mouth to crank it open to put a half a Xanax in
there. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And force feeding me water.
Going somewhere else.
And going and putting water in my mouth. And
then she put on a strap on and did you?
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen.
No, you guys, why the fuck would you think
you
the front
felt
of my
finger in the butt so and it got weird? Rapey.
Like, what you're saying right now is so
she
illegal.
Force fed you a pill.
She said I agreed to it earlier. So then I wake up the next morning. So I wake up the next morning.
But you're supposed to be able to put it in your own mouth.
See, I also agree that that should be a distinction. And I believe me, I've over the many years it's been since this person you don't know at all did this to me. I've said that to her many times. Don't force feed me any pills tonight. So I woke up the next morning and I was sprightly and I felt amazing.
Oh,
and I was completely unhungover. So
unfortunately,
while she mouth raped me with a pill,
Naked. But,
no,
you know,
I wasn't naked. I just
that.
My shoes were off. She took off my
Listen,
shoes.
Listen, your
put
butthole
me
was a little sore, and you're not
no.
sure why. But
oh,
you know,
well.
We
know.
At least you weren't hung.
We've all been there. She says.
Something definitely touched that. I don't remember, but that wasn't an enter.
Yeah, that's not okay. So
see, maybe, I don't know.
See,
if I knew
I agree shouldn't
with
have
that.
Told. I knew
sounded
I shouldn't have told.
Very
this.
Rapey. Sorry,
well,
if
yeah.
that's where our
no.
minds went. It's
I
where
said,
our minds went.
I absolutely said to her. I said I have very tiny snippet memories of you force feeding me that pill last night. And she goes, "Yeah, but it worked, didn't it?" And I'm like, "But that doesn't seem like the."
It's
the
not
crucial
right.
point here.
Right. It's not
That's like
right.
saying
she goes, you
well,
said
she
you
said
do
she
it.
Wanted to fuck earlier. I mean, she was passed out and incoherent, but I still fucked her because she said earlier she was down. Yeah. So.
Does it matter that it's a girl and not a boy? I guess it doesn't. But
no, but
I shouldn't have told that story. Maybe we should.
She didn't
that
oddly
out.
Poke
really
her.
Oh,
no,
well,
you're fine.
Now, we've
I
already
mean,
done
believe
15
me,
minutes
I've given
of content
her,
on that.
I've given her so much shit for it, though, over the many years. Because it, you know, I mean, it wasn't the right thing to do, but
so
in the end,
this happened
I,
recently.
Yeah,
no, a couple, about
like
five,
so
five to 20 years ago.
Five to 10 business days ago.
What?
I don't believe that. Well, not that I don't believe it because it worked for you, but so I take Xanax like regularly because I have anxiety.
Well, that's why
so maybe I'm just
why
more
I won't
used
cure
to
your,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
But it does help. You know how the next day, like wine will do it a lot. Like sometimes your chest is heavy. Like you're a little anxious from the hangover. Do you ever have that? You're a little
yeah,
shaky.
Yeah, anxiety. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're anxious from your body. So I'll take one then, and then it helps. Which, you know, because you're up here and the Xanax brings you down. But taking it the night before doesn't really help me. But probably because I have a tolerance built up for it, I'm wondering. But
that's what I'm thinking. I'd never taken a Xanax before. Not
yeah, and if you
one.
Take Xanax and then drink heavily on it, you're fine, but your memory is shit. Like, even if you didn't get blackout, you were blackout.
Oh,
it's
God.
Weird. But, you know, on the bottle, it says don't drink with it. So then obviously you do because you're like, well, this is going to be fun if you can't drink on it. Like,
what?
Bottoms up. Oh, they just say that.
Now I feel bad about it. I need a Xanax to calm me down.
It's more of a suggestion, Vinny.
Did you bring that up because you're telling Nicole that she's going to be fine after the day after?
I know. Now I feel like she's going to pop a Xanax
is that
what, in me.
Is that why you brought up that story?
That one of your friends is going to sneak over and...
No, I just thought that maybe you could get a hold of a Xanax, and then if you wanted to, you could take it.
Coco, when I give you the Xanax, you're not going to remember and wake up. I'm very gentle. When I finger pill fuck people's mouths.
When you finger fuck their mouth and put a
Yeah, it's real gentle, so you won't have the little snippets.
You won't even know we did it to you. Just relax and let it go.
Just let it happen.
Can you listen to us?
We'll put it in a piece of cheese like
you're
a dog, so you don't know.
Your shoes and I'm just listening. This is the best part of all time.
It's not good. It's not good at all.
Will there be a story of it on my Instagram? Fucking you betcha. But other than that,
the evidence will be there, but only for 24 hours.
But only then it goes away.
Yeah.
Hope everyone's watching.
Oh, no, in a cloud.
I mean, I guess I was reminded of it because I thought you were so worried about your hangover. But don't
a little
worry.
Bit.
I neither
but
one.
Don't
of
worry. My friends have Xanax.
Yeah, my friends have Xanax, and also I'll just tell my friend to come over and do it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, wow. This sucked. This is not the way I wanted to.
This did not suck. This is, we just got a whole glimpse into an evening. I pictured all that as you told it. It was phenomenal.
I know, especially
and
the
I
ass
know
fucking
who did part. It too. So I'm like, wow.
No, you don't. Yes. You don't.
Especially
know
the part
her,
where she put on the strap on. That yeah, was a exactly.
That
wedding
that
night.
Didn't
that
happen.
Was the best part of it. Yeah.
Oh, Sarah got booped by her friend after she slipped her Xanax.
It just now it sounds like a much more rapey story than it already felt
well,
like to me.
It was. I mean, look, I was listening to you and I'm thinking, this is awful. She's so drunk. She's passed out on the bed and her friend is taking her shoes off and pilling her.
Yeah, but she did have a point. I said, okay, I'll do it. But then right. I didn't, you know, I was in no shape to consent at that point, but she knew what would be good for me. She had their best of intentions. It's just that it when you tell the story it sounds so much worse. So to Nikki, the moral of the story is a half a Xanax apparently if you take it yourself.
Okay. So Coco's hangover cure story really led to you getting non-consensual booped by your friend. It really took a dark turn.
It did take a turn. Yeah. I didn't realize. Okay, I'm done with this for now. Let's say goodbye.
So good.
Wish everyone a really great weekend. Please.
Amazing happy Friday.
Nothing. Do not write to me. I don't want to hear your comments. You
know, sounds this like friend, Sarah needs some bad advice, guys. Can you guys help her?
What do I do to my friend?
It was. She already died. It's unbelievable. Like, it was so long ago that she actually grew old and
Brynn
died.
At RadioWildest.com. Go ahead and send me
Do you clench your butthole every time she's around as like an automatic reaction?
Oh my God. Someone please give me the magic words. Vinny!
The end. Holy crap, Clarky.
Right. Oh yeah, I forget I'm recording this.